This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary triggers, the home of the Reformation line, and now Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And once again, coming to us live from down under in Australia, which is the only down under I know of anyway, is our man on the ground, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
I'm very glad to be here, Bill. Things are in pretty good shape here.
Good.
I have to say that my trip to the Great Barrier Reef was a little bit of a bust. The weather was bad, visibility was poor, lighting was not good, but I still had a good time.
Did you get to go see the barrier? Did you get to get under the water and go check it out?
Oh, yeah. I did some snorkeling around, but whereas you, in the pictures, you see visibility of, you know, like 100 feet amongst the corals, visibility because of the wind and the stirring up of the water, and it was overcast and the light wasn't great. It was about, you know, 30 feet, 10 meters or so, which I've seen better in a lot of freshwater bodies of water. It just happened in that way. But I had a great conversation with fellow sightseers and a wonderful tour of one of the islands on the Great Barrier Reef by a marine biologist who worked for the tour company.
Very good.
I like one of the big things I learned, and I know this show isn't about marine biology or any of the
archaeology. Only because I don't know anything about it, though.
Yeah, but the Great Barrier Reef is only about 10,000 to 16,000 years old. That amazed me.
What so
it's
formed
not
it?
An old, yeah, well, it was formed at the end of the last ice age, you know, and it's a phenomenon of this interglacial period. Yeah, that was my thought, too.
Well, I mean, I know now that they, you know, they I hear about these guys dropping stuff into the ocean, which is primarily junk. But it's, you know, always junk that's going to be long-lasting junk to form other reefs, if you will. And I'm just wondering if something fell into the water years, you know, however long ago, and it formed into the reef.
Well, what they say is that we had all these glaciers covering Minnesota and Wisconsin and all over the world during the last ice age.
Right.
And when they melted, the ocean level went up. And so what was solid ground back then became ocean, and that's where the new reef formed. So that's the short explanation. Let's see. On other terms, let's see. I had a pretty good article, I thought, on ammo stockpiling. You want to talk about that? Or?
I had 3,000 rounds of ammo come to me this week, and I saw that, and so is my supposition that somebody wrote an article in Ammo Land saying you don't need more than a couple of hundred rounds. What was the basis of this?
A couple of hundred rounds, yeah, that's what they said. So there's no reason to stockpile ammo because you only need a couple hundred rounds at most.
For what? What do you need those for?
Well, yeah, they said if you're going to be using guns for self-defense, you're probably not going to shoot more than a couple hundred rounds before you get shot, which is probably true. And then they talked about, well, you know, militias don't make any sense because you can't fight a big modern military machine, which also is probably true, but it's a very minor part of what militias might do. And they, you know, they just failed to mention all the uses for ammunition that we normally use ammunition for.
Well, now, before we move on from the militia, now, you know, as a former military officer, you look at Afghanistan, and I don't even know if we would say that they're militia in Afghanistan. And yet, since they're not, since nobody's telling them, this is the rules and you should fight only this way, we're still chasing those guys.
Well, exactly. And Afghanistan is just one. You can look at Iraq. You can look at Vietnam. You know, there's many places where people with small arms and not much else have been very, very effective. And it's the idea that you're always going to go up against the full force military machine is just silly. That anybody with any sense in a militia isn't going to accept those terms of battle. They will look for when they're effective, when they have the advantage. And it's just basic, you know, guerrilla tactics, which you can find in any bookstore telling you how to fight a guerrilla war. But even that is a very minor part of overall militia uses.
Right.
I would say the Korean shopkeepers in the Rodney King riots were a spontaneous militia protecting their stores and their homes. And after every natural disaster, like a hurricane or whatever, these little spontaneous militias spring up all over the country.
Like in New Jersey, in the suburbs.
Or in, New Orleans or in Georgia, north of there after the hurricane. You know, when order breaks down, basically the local population pick up their arms and say, you're not going to loot here.
Right.
That's the spontaneous militia. And it happens all over the place. It's just a tradition in the United States. And the idea that we're going to be fighting the U.S. military, oh, we don't even have any notion whether that's true or not. A militia very likely would be allied with the U.S. military to maintain order in its area, keep the roads open, track down bandits.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of uses for a militia aside from fighting a full-up military force. So it's, you know, the idea that you're limited to doing that is short-sighted, in my opinion.
Without a doubt, that's very short-sighted. I mean, the reason I have 3,000 rounds of ammunition is because I shoot a lot of guns.
Well,
and I primarily only use two calibers, so, I mean, I have a lot of that.
Well, and how about the people who like what are not real common calibers? You know, in the article I mentioned, 6.5 by 55 Swedish and the 303 British and 7.62 by 54, all of which are not really rare calibers, but you don't find a lot of them in gun stores. They don't stock cases of them generally. So people have those calibers. It makes sense to have a couple thousand rounds so you don't run out. And similarly, if you have something like the 5mm Remington Rimfire Magnum, which was only made a few years. I think Aguila has started producing it a little bit again. When you find some of that ammo, you grab it because you don't know when you're going to find it again. So that's another really good reason to stockpile ammunition. You've got a gun you like a lot. It works well, but the ammo is not always easily available.
Yep.
And how about just pure commercial, buy cheap and hold?
Yeah.
You know, there are sales.
You
find a sale for some 22 ammunition you like, and it's half price what you normally pay. Yeah, people buy 10,000 rounds, and then they have it. It lasts a long, long time.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
DesantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. He is still maintaining his, is this, would this be a vacation? Is this a, well, obviously you're working.
Yeah, it's a working trip.
Gotcha.
So.
I like that. I like it.
Yeah, I'm having a good time though. Yeah. I think you should enjoy yourself as much as you can.
Yeah. Before we move on to President Bolsonaro, Brazil, which you wrote an article about today, I noticed one comment in the ammo article. Now, you probably never even look at the comments, do you?
Oh, yeah, I look at the comments usually.
Okay. So I saw one where some guy's talking about, okay, so if you stockpile ammo and then something happens and you shoot it all, then all you have are gun-shaped bats.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's why you stockpile ammo in the first place, so you have a fair amount, and you're way better off than if you didn't have any to start with. I mean, well, I run across this argument. The guy said, well, you need to learn how to make your own gunpowder, and you need to, you know, and then other comments on there said, well, you really need to learn how to make bows and arrows. And I'm going, you know, if you have even a couple bricks, a .22 ammo, it beats bows and arrows a long, long way.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, this is the thing.
Most modern guns.
You know, in a situation where you had to shoot a veritable hoard of ammunition, you're going to be in the middle of a big societal breakdown. You're going to need to know how to filter water. Then you're going to have to find the water to filter. You're going to have to need to, you know, there's not going to be any more deliveries to the grocery store, so then you got to go find food.
Yeah.
And, I mean, one thing that occurs to me is I'm going to be looking for a National Guard armory.
Well, that's possible. Although most armories, frankly, don't have much ammo on hand.
Really? Okay.
There's been a policy in the National Guard for decades. They don't allow individual armories to have much ammo. And it's just part of the so-called security system that ammo is often stored in some central facility and it has to be shipped to them. I mean, they may have a very small amount of ammo. They don't have very much.
No, and they don't have, I don't need a bunch.
Usually do not have any of the, let's say, crew-served weapons, munitions. They usually don't have mortar rounds. They usually don't have artillery shells. All those are kept in central locations. Maybe there's only one in a state or a couple in a state.
Yeah.
And under very, very tight security and very hard to get at. So you can't really depend on National Guard armories to have a lot of stuff. And they even store their weapons broken down. Usually the bolts are, or critical components, shall we say, are stored in separate locations from the actual firearm. So if you break into an arms room, you maybe have hit a bunch of M16s that don't have bolts, and then you have to figure out where the bolts are, and then you have to figure out which one's matching. So.
I would not be looking for a weapon. I'd be looking either for food, first aid, or ammo.
There's plenty of that. The scenarios where we get into societal breakdown so bad that you know, order is not able to be reimposed in a couple of weeks are going to be pretty rare. And if you have even a month or two of food and ammunition, your first concern probably should be to reassert order in your area either by joining up or forming a local militia group.
Yeah.
Because that's what you need to do, is to keep, you know, otherwise criminally inclined or desperate people from just breaking society down altogether so that it's every man against every man.
Have you ever done articles on this kind of stuff?
I've done a couple. I've done a few. Yes,
we'll have to have a discussion of that one day.
A while. I write a lot of articles, you know, so, but I haven't written about it. And the thing is that you can't defend a single household or a single farm. It's just, if you get a number, just a few, you know, a dozen, say, determined attackers, it becomes impossible to defend a single house very well.
Yep.
You just, you have a limited number of people to defend with. They have to sleep. They can be picked off by snipers. You have to create an area defense. And that's what militias did. They defended a village or a county. They don't depend on just one household. You know, for a short period, yes, you can defend a house, and that's why you're able to call the police or, if things get bad, the local militia. So that helps on the way. You only have to hold off the bad guys for, you know, a couple of hours or so before somebody else comes along and drives them off or kills them.
Right.
But if things get so bad those people aren't available, then you're going to have to form your own organized group to supply those responders, as it will, to problems like that.
I'm still trying to build up my supply of MREs because I'm not a big I don't hoard food. I don't mind MREs because I ran on those for 7 years, so I know that they work.
I personally like MREs, but I've got some that are like over 20 years old, and I'll tell you, if you don't store them in pretty controlled conditions, and the ones I stored were, you know, for various reasons, exposed to Arizona summers for a couple of years.
Yeah.
After 20 years, some of them started going bad. So, but it's pretty easy to detect. I talked to an expert when I was testing at Human Proving Ground.
Right.
And I asked him, and I won't say a name. He's probably retired by now anyway.
Sure.
But I said, yeah, I know you put a shelf life on these things of like, you know, 5 or 6 years or something like that. I said, but really, if you were really hungry and needed to eat, you know, how dangerous would it be to you to eat MREs? You know, how long would they actually last? And he said, Dean, if they get to where they're dangerous to you, you won't be able to choke them down. And that's the case that I ran into in these 20-year-old MREs that were exposed. And it's not all of them, but, you know, like the chocolate tends to go bad first.
Yeah.
And then some of the entrees will go bad. But if you try to eat them, the taste gets really bad. I mean, and
enough
it's
said.
Not just...
Enough said. We're coming up on the break. You can finish that when we get back because I do want to know about that. Mine are a few years old. I want to know the science. Yeah, okay.
It's like a burning sensation.
Dean is in Australia right now, once again calling in. We're just having a conversation. So we'll be right back with that. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. has reached an agreement with Mexico and Canada.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs or major tariffs.
Addressing a realtors convention in Washington, D.C. on Friday, the president says this will help pave the way for the completion of a new North American free trade deal. Severe weather is threatening the nation's midsection heading into the weekend. The National Weather Service says a line of powerful thunderstorms packing large hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes will stretch from South Dakota all the way down to Texas. As many as 50 million people could be in the path of the potentially dangerous storms. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow ended down 100 points to close at 25,763. The NASDAQ lost 82. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. The binary trigger, that's going to be the next thing I'm looking at. I'm thinking about maybe putting it in the CZ Scorpion. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, who has revealed certain things to me that I had never asked him before. We were talking about longevity of MREs and how to tell when they are going bad. Besides it hurting when you try to eat them, is there anything you want to add to that? Or,
well, I would add that our society has become so risk averse that we are extremely cautious about the time limits we put on food.
Right.
And it becomes totally irrelevant if you get really hungry. But most of the time limits we put on canned food and things like that are 2 to 3 times overcautious. And I'm not saying eat out-of-date food, but if you're hungry, the chances of it hurting you are tiny. Well, the chances of being hurt from being too hungry are pretty big.
Pretty big, so, yeah, pretty big.
I don't worry about that type of stuff very much. We're talking about situations where regular food is not available. And frankly, people who think they can live off the land if we get into a difficult situation don't realize that, you know, the American Indians had probably, you know, I don't know, 20 million people or so living off the land in the U.S., and a lot of those were growing crops before Columbus got here. There's just too many people in the country to expect to be able to live off the land, except in maybe the very most remote places. And those people are already living off the land pretty well. So don't expect to live off squirrels and deer, you know, if the apocalypse goes down, because they're going to be hunted out to near extinction in probably a couple of months.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't get on a sailboat, go out in the middle of the Pacific, and maybe even catch fish. Okay, that's different. But expecting that in your local deer hunting is going to support you for more than a, you might get lucky and get one or two, but everybody is going to be having that same idea.
Now, when we were in Las Vegas, we were talking about how bad it would be there if in Las Vegas if we lost power.
Oh yeah, well, it's a nightmare scenario if power went out for any extended period.
Yeah.
And,
where would
Donald
you reckon
President is working to stop that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where would be the good place to go in that event, to where you had to go somewhere to live off the land? So you're going to need somewhere that has a fresh water source that is fairly defensible, that you know, also may have some stuff there that you can consume.
Well, I'll tell you that my belief is that I currently reside in one of the best places in the country for something like that, which is Yuma, Arizona.
Okay.
Yes, it's desert, but it's desert that is has very strong gravity-fed irrigation system. It produces enormous amounts of food, and it would probably still be able to produce a lot of food even if the power went out.
Right.
There's storage of a very large amount of food because we process a lot of this food for shipment around the United States. And the weather is tolerable. Even when it gets hot without air conditioning, you can tolerate it. It maybe isn't the best, but it's much easier to tolerate heat than it is to tolerate cold. So if you're up in northern Minnesota, and it gets down to 30 below zero, you've got to work pretty hard to stay warm. Mainly when it gets over 110, you concentrate on doing little to try to cool off.
Finding some shade and doing very little.
Now, and because we produce a lot of stuff agriculturally, we wouldn't be worrying about going out in the woods and hunting for things. If you're going to figure you're going to hunt game and you're going to survive, well, there's only a couple places in the country that have sufficient game to do it, and that'd be in the backwoods of Alaska, perhaps, maybe in Idaho. But again, all those places are connected by road systems, except Alaska, not so much.
Yeah.
But in the lower 48, they're connected by road systems to major cities, no more than 10 or 12 hours drive away. And so you're going to have to expect potentially a lot of refugees. The Colorado River is a little barrier. We could put up barriers at the bridges, and there's desert, 180 miles of desert to our east. So Yuma, again, is actually, and we have military bases there. We've got the Military Air Corps Station, and we've got the Yuma Proving Ground. And I think you're better off where there's a big military base, because those people aren't going to sit on their thumbs and let society deteriorate into nothingness.
No.
I don't think they're going to be competitors. I think they're going to be an aid on maintaining order.
Plus, they'll have certain assets in place that, like in the event of an EMP, I'm sure a lot of their stuff is hardened. They're going to be the ones restoring electricity. Yeah, so
they're more likely to have access to some kind of communication than anybody else.
Yep.
And, you know, EMP is one of our worst threats, but I think we've started taking measures to mitigate that threat, and I certainly pray that will continue.
Me too. Me as well. But I was shopping today, and I was at the mask store, and I decided, you know, I was waiting. So I sit down, and I'm looking, and right here I'm sitting at the end cap, and I'm looking, and they had all these water filtration systems that were really small, and you could fold up and just stick in your pocket or something. Do you recommend anything like that?
I do. I don't have a particular product to recommend at this moment, but I was thinking of my daughter in Dallas and how they're very dependent on the city services. So I recommended that she has a couple of weeks' supply of food, and I gave her a couple of water filtration systems in case water becomes a problem. There are little creeks around Dallas, and as long as you run it through a good filter, it's probably drinkable stuff. And those filters are cheap. You know, I think you can get a filter that give you a couple hundred gallons of water for $10 or $12.
Yeah.
And that it takes up very little space, and it'll give you water that isn't going to give you dysentery or have an outbreak of cholera. And when if the situation goes bad, like power going out in the city for a couple of weeks, the sanitation systems are not going to work. And a lot of people aren't going to be smart enough to go to their backyard and dig a latrine. And so you're going to have a lot of human waste getting into the open source water supplies.
Yep.
And you better figure out a way to prevent that. Traditionally, the way to, has been to boil it. Where are you going to get the power to boil it? Are all the trees going to be cut down in short order? People trying to build fires? Propane, you know, it will only last so long. I think the filters are a wonderful resource to have, and they're cheap and doesn't take much to stick them on a back shelf.
The other thing is that when you if you take off and you are deciding to bug out, you got to supposedly, what is it, a gallon of water a day? That's a lot of weight. Or you can carry the filtration system.
A gallon of water a day for a desert environment, you can get by with a lot less if you're
in a temperate zone.
Temperate environment. All right. You're going to need water. And you just can't carry enough. You have to get it from other sources.
There you go. We're going to the last break. Talking to Dean Weingarten as the discussion has veered to bugging out and survivalism and stuff like that, which is fun. I sort of dig that. I don't have hardly any of that going on myself. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Last time on The Firing Line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out. Parts, already built firearms, franklinarmory.com. Been talking to Dean Weingarten. We started out just talking about an article he wrote about ammunition and stockpiling ammunition and turned it into a whole prepping thing. So if we had to do all of this stuff, we've got our water handled, we've got our food handled, and we've made our coalitions with people to where we can maybe have a little co-op going and everything and help ourselves defend each other. What is going to be in the inventory of the well-stocked survivalist as far as weapons are concerned?
Oh, gee. Well, everybody have their preferences. I'm going to, of course, the obvious are there. You're going to have 22s, 12-gauge shotguns, 5.56 or 223, the AR types, I think are highly useful weapons. And some longer range, higher caliber stuff, probably in 308, 7.62 by 51, NATO, the same thing, essentially. And that's what I'd recommend. Plus some pistols, 9mm is good, or if you want 45s, doesn't matter. You aren't going to fire pistols generally as much, because they're backup guns for the most part, so you probably don't need quite as much ammo for them. But I would say, and probably a couple 22 pistols are always great. They're so useful, so versatile, and everybody wants one. My brother and I have been looking on the used market for 22. People have called guns brought on the used market free market guns, because in most states you don't have to go through a bunch of paperwork to get them. But 22 pistols, you just don't see much on the free market. They're just not there, because as soon as one appears, it's gone. People have so many uses for them. So I would recommend, at least a 22 pistol per person. Yeah, they're not the best combat weapon, but they sure beat a sharp stick or a bow and arrow. And there's a lot of wonderful things you can do with 22 pistols, but that's after you have your other items. In a lot of scenarios, pistols may be your primary arm. If you're in an urban area, maybe you don't want to be marching around with a rifle on your shoulder all the time, unless you're acting in militia service. And as you and I probably can recognize is that pistols can be handy things, even if you're acting as part of the military. You know, a 22 pistol you can stick in your pocket is in some instances, it's going to be handy to have. So those are my recommendations. And essentially, if things go bad, you're going to go with what you have. But I'm not worried too much about people having guns in a United States where we have more guns than people.
Right.
We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 420 or 30 million guns in the United States. About half the population has ready access to guns. I don't think there's going to be a lack of guns if we have problems. It might be a lack of ammo in some areas, but I'd be more concerned with making sure you have some food and having water and maybe a source of fuel. I think some of the people in the best shape are these people in rural areas who got a 1,000-gallon propane tank for their winter heating supply, and they can be able to cook with it for 2 or 3 years if they're careful.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking in certain examples, like you were talking about Alaska, in a bad situation, I don't know how much Alaska is going to be sitting out there going, this is horrible, because, you know, I watch some of these people in Alaska, some of these situations, some of these people living out. They got a pretty rough life anyway.
They may not even get the news for 2 or 3 weeks.
They'll just be, like, where's the papers? How come I'm not getting no TV? Cable's out again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of them already have pretty much off-the-grid situations set up by design. So,
exactly. If you're living off the grid, you're probably already set up.
So, that being said, and the rural places and all this other stuff as well, but...
If things go really bad, the last place I'd want to be is in a highly urbanized center like, say, San Francisco or Chicago, because the people just aren't set up for long-term viability there. And there already is a lot of problems with criminalities and not having good neighborhood support. We talked a little bit about surface water and filters.
Right.
Well, right now in San Francisco, they've got maps telling you which areas to avoid because people are defecating on the streets everywhere.
Yeah.
I'd say the surface water in San Francisco is already pretty badly compromised.
Yes, I would have to agree with you there. And I think these cities are going to be really bad places to be if that does occur. Makes me sort of nervous to think about going back to Vegas to SHOT Show.
Well, you know, it's just that it's a nightmare, but it's probably unlikely. I mean, if you look at power outages in the U.S., it's rare they last for more than a week or two, and usually that's in some really severe, nasty storm where it knocks down a bunch of lines. So these really nasty scenarios don't have a lot of chance of happening. Where they happen, where we see them, and see quite a few of them, is when you get into warfare. When a civil war breaks out, when an invasion happens, and in warfare, they just shut down, all of the major support structures of society. You know, power grids go out, water availability goes out. And so I would worry about some form of warfare is probably the most likely nasty scenario to be involved in. And that makes it a good reason to have have local contacts with the local military and work very hard to prevent people with evil intent from degrading and overtaking our military, over our military, I should say. So the most likely survival situation is if you get caught up in a war.
Or... What would you classify what's going on in Venezuela? We have about 2 minutes.
We're at the edge of civil war there. And of course, what happened is politically they turned it all over to these utopian Marxist totalitarians, and they just degraded society and the infrastructure in Venezuela over the last 20 to 30 years, I think, and until things are just really, really bad there. And, you know, I think they're going to have to go through some form of insurrection or overthrow of the existing government to try to get back on track. But that's what I'd say is going on.
And, of course, their citizenry is not armed. So,
well,
before we're going to run out of time.
They have a lot of guns to start.
Yeah, we'll run out of time before we can fully examine that. But suffice to say, where are you going from here? And will you be available next Wednesday?
I believe I will be available. I'll have to give you messages to make sure. And I'm going up to Cooktown probably tomorrow, which is probably as far north I'll go in Australia. You can look on a map. It's where Captain Cook, in his adventures, first discovered Australia. Of course, there are other people visited Australia, but Captain Cook had the most repercussions, I would say, of European explorers. So that's where I'm going tomorrow, and I'll look forward to talking to you again as your correspondent from Australia.
On Wednesday. And if you get a chance to go back and go take another look at the reef, I'll never get to see that. So, everybody needs to see everything that they can, I think.
I bought some pictures, so I can send
There you go. Send me a picture or two. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Very good.
All right.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. And that wraps us up for the week. We'll be right, be back again on Monday. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows!
Mm-hmm.
Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.